Hide the planet!
No one knows the David Gerg. All garbage time, all the time. Freedom isn't free, motherfuckers. Showtime.
What's going on?
4, 3, 2, 69, man!
Welcome to our show!
Hack the planet!
Hack the planet!
And for those late night hacks,
Joe Cola, the soft drink of the elite hacker.
Who are these guys?
David Gerg.
This is a really good intro, guys. We're doing great. Doing awesome. Hi, everybody. No one knows it's David Gerg.
He just swore in that song.
Episode... beer.
That's...
I love my computer. It makes me feel alright. Every waking hour and every lonely night.
I'm Dave.
I love my computer.
With me,
David,
as always,
to me.
Is Gerg.
Hello.
To his left is executive producer John, lending his vocal abilities.
I love my computer. It's a great song, and I'm glad
you're.
That's
not what this is, but okay. Either way, it's Bad Religion, so we're good to go.
So I was right. Thank you.
Yeah. We also have Coach with us at this on this episode, but he's fashioning a kayak out of a log. I don't know what he's doing over there.
Oh, it's a Wayne's World 2 reference. So yeah, no, it's...
Anytime you can make a Wayne's World 2 reference, you need to.
420 blaze it.
Blaze one for Jesus this year.
He just
Easter's
says
on 420, y'all.
Down, goes back to fashioning the kayak. That's commitment.
He's working on a bit for later in the show. I guess.
Is anybody going to want to hear that bit?
No.
Yeah, I just figured, why change anything, right?
I don't know.
Does anybody want to hear any of these bits?
Oh, shit, it's that time, ladies and gentlemen. We're not wasting any time.
With microphone.
Getting cold. Straight to Vader time.
By the way, everybody, Facebook.com/DamonGerg. DamonGerg@gmail.com.
/no one has ever known.
Those are all factual, except for what Coach.
We've gotten emails to DavidGerg@gmail.com.
Who?
I don't need to divulge that information because people pursue.
Way to go.
People,
who are you, the job. Fucking NSA? You want to know who's emailing us now? Fuck you.
People want to remain anonymous.
Seven letter word.
Fascist.
Thank you.
This isn't a good song.
So, just in case you were wondering, yeah, Vader's music was terrible. So, we had on our website...
Vader's
we were
dead today, at the age of 63.
This Vader's not 63 or dead.
This is the problem with drinking and pushing back the start time for recording the show.
Yeah, by about
over
an hour.
And over an
hour
over
and a half.
Oh, let's just keep playing music and drinking. This is a great idea.
Yeah, we're starting this
and
one.
Then Coach is here.
We're starting this
Coach
one at roughly midnight.
Sticking the mic in front of his face and saying, just
Random nonsense.
I'm sorry, this wasn't whatever WrestleMania that was. Where I had the greatest color commentary.
That was Royal Rumble 1992, you son of a bitch.
Same thing. Men in spandex touching each other gaily. Gay.
And Coach touching himself straightly in the butthole.
Some straight men touch each other in the butts.
Touch each other in the butts?
Yep.
Right, so like I said, Coach sure that's just accurate. Randomly wandering over and picking up a microphone, saying something crazy in it, and going back to peeling wax off a bottle.
That's for later.
I thought I was building something.
Are you building a candle? With the shavings from the bottle?
I mean, no.
All right, cool. He's building an anal projectile. He's building a butt candle.
So,
they make those, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're candles that you put in your butt.
Oh, I thought they were candles shaped like butts.
No. I bet they do. Anyways, yeah. anyways, Fluffernutter, what were you saying?
On Facebook.com/DavidGerg, we said we had an amazing topic for this week's Vader Time. But unfortunately, it's been kind of overshadowed. So
it's been
postponed until next week.
It's been postponed.
You talk about unimportant wrestling things.
DX versus NWO will be postponed until further notice. And at this time,
Conan. There we go. Latino World Order.
We have to talk about Conan and the LWO.
Oliva Rasa.
Is he dead?
No, Conan.
He should be.
No, he's on a podcast I listen to every week. It's fucked up.
Yeah. You really have that.
Conan.
Yeah. Even though his name's Charles Ashenoff.
Really?
Yeah. He was also Max Moon, if anybody remembers Max Moon. Yeah.
So do you want to intro this fucking thing, Gert?
I don't want to start crying right at the beginning of the segment. All right,
I'll do it.
So Coach, this is going great.
I'm
going
to fucking turn your mic off.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Well?
Oh. Anyway, we lost a tragic member.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
I know where you're going with this.
You mean we tragically lost a member?
I've seen the future.
I don't care about this. Someone else do it, because I don't know where we're going with this question, other than LWO.
The Latino World
Order.
We're
not going to LWO. We're going to OWN. The One Warrior Nation.
Oh. Wow. Yep.
Just makes me sad. Yeah, so,
The Ultimate Warrior died this past week.
Like, for real. And not, like...
For real, real.
Schoolyard bullshit. Like, oh, the Ultimate Warrior died. You got a different guy now. It's Texas Tornado.
No. What?
People said for a while, after the Texas Tornado supposedly died,
with
or when
his
he was out hurt, yeah, that he was the Ultimate Warrior. And he wasn't. But he ended up dying. And... Strangely enough, so did the Ultimate Warrior. Why that's strange?
Years and
sure.
years later.
Yeah. So, yeah. Ultimate Warrior, fresh off of a huge weekend, I would say.
Everybody dies. Okay, let me ask this to everyone but Coach.
Okay.
Because you would have no opinion or an asinine opinion.
This is true.
I feel disrespected and uncomfortable.
As you should.
Care.
Go back to whittling your fucking bottle over there.
I took care of it. I'll bring this up to HR. Thank you.
HR Puffin stuff. There we go. I finally got him to put his fucking mic down. So, John and Gert, Ultimate Warrior, where does he stand all time?
In what means?
Like
what do you mean?
I guess headliners,
like
wrestlers.
Overall?
Like, yeah, would you put him in the top five? Is he in the top 10? Is he
I'd
in the
say
top
he's
15?
Easily top 10.
I think he's got to be top 10.
Top five is going to be tough.
I would say there's 10. Absolutely no way you put him in the top five.
Yeah.
He's number one.
But thank you,
he's
Coach.
He's number one in Coach's heart. And if Coach plays his card right. Number two.
He's in a number one. Yeah. He's in a tie for number one with Jake Snake Roberts.
Yeah.
Who, as we learned from Coach, got his name because he owns a snake.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan is number two.
Does not own a hacksaw, though, strangely enough. He just has a 2x4.
And number three as well.
Yeah. Oh, he's 2 and 3?
Yep. And then we have Jake the Snake at 6.
4 and 5 just were empty.
Because there's that big of a gap.
4 and 5 belong to Raven.
What about me? What about Raven?
I gotta be honest, I don't know where the fuck you guys are going with this, but I like it.
I actually was watching, as I mentioned to you earlier, Gerg, Halloween Havoc 1997.
Okay.
And fucking Raven was booked in a match against Chris Jericho, and he didn't want to fight it. And they were like, why wouldn't he want to fight? Why wouldn't he want to fight for the TV championship? And I'm like, oh, you just answered your own question. But anyway, then Chris Jericho talks him into fighting, and Jericho wins.
Of course he does.
Because I guess Raven didn't care anymore. I don't know what happened.
Raven never cared. That's the whole fucking Raven gimmick.
They're like, he just gives up every time someone gets him in a submission. I'm like, well, fucking so would I.
They play a broadcast like version shit. Of Even Flow over the loudspeakers, and then Raven comes and does give a shit about it all over the ring.
What about the broadcast version of Smells Like Teen Spirit for
self
DDT?
High five! Bang! It's a couple seconds after that, but yeah, exactly.
And didn't somebody have a Metallica song?
Well, Enter Sandman.
But besides
Sandman,
that. I thought somebody did. I don't remember.
I know they used a fake version of Sad But True in the trailer for Army of Darkness.
What about La Parka's music? Where's La Parka?
That was just mariachi greatness.
He's my number 7, by the way, folks.
All based on WCW versus NWO and 64 video game.
I will update my list as the show goes on.
I'd say that's fair.
Okay,
for somebody who doesn't watch, I'd say that's fair.
Let's get back.
La Parka?
Yeah.
He was great. Did you see him in those?
Dude, La Parka was the fucking best.
Can we get back on topic, please?
What was the topic?
Ultimate Warrior died.
He's dead.
Your fucking hero, Gerg.
He was one of my heroes. Not like hero, but
like
hot wife.
I want to suck him off. Hero.
No, not like
he was your favorite wrestler by far.
He was my favorite.
He was your favorite wrestler.
Yeah. No question.
Back in the day when he was fighting Hulk Hogan, everybody had to pick a side. Gerg had Ultimate Warrior.
Goddamn right.
I had Hulk Hogan.
Winners.
Because I was like,
I picked winners. I'm
God
still waiting
it.
On payouts.
He's going to be Hollywood Hogan. He's going
to
beat people.
What's it like to be so wrong?
With a weightlifting belt.
No, but he was right. He just he said what happened in the NWO.
I know.
Viva La Raza.
Good job, Dave. You're like a psychic.
Seriously.
Ow!
Who's here? CWCW.
Is that Razor Ramon?
Scott Hall.
Same person.
It's not the same person. It's different universes.
Oh, yeah? Is that how that works?
Yeah, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Until they buy WCW and then they just shut it down.
Yeah.
A bunch of assholes.
Well,
way to go, Vince.
Okay,
you fuck.
Okay.
They could have not given it away for like a year.
Look.
And had the pay-per-views everyone fucking wanted.
Yeah.
Where the champion of WWF fought the champion of WCW.
Do you know what happens when companies get buyouts with independent contractors on work contracts? Do you know what happens? You have to renegotiate every single contract.
Or they could have just gone like this. Hey, everybody, we're staying the same.
Doesn't matter.
They're yay. Yeah, and they would just say, sign.
And the reason why that didn't work.
They've got fucking human resources, people.
The reason why that wouldn't work is because they had no TV time.
NWO is staying at
no. Why not?
Because Turner was tired of losing fucking money on ratings.
Bullshit. Okay. They were winning.
All right, well, I don't know what you want me to tell you. They actually weren't by that point, but fair enough.
I don't care. They would have been.
I know you don't.
They would have been tied.
They would have been tied.
Everybody would have been like, let's watch WWF and WCW, because they're both the best. Goldberg's going to fight fucking Stone Cold. It's going to rule.
That actually,
and then some nerd rolls in and goes, hey guys, what's going on with ECW? And they just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, they're like, shut up, nerd.
What's Taz doing, guys? What's Taz doing?
Taz is doing commentary because he sucks shit.
Taz is a ball. That's it.
Taz, the human bowling ball.
Not even a ball, like a nutsack ball.
Was Taz the first guy who carried a towel around with him everywhere?
I think Taz was the first guy.
Bob Backlund did it.
Yeah, Backlund did. So Bob Backlund
about Bob Bradley?
The original black guy?
Ben Perfect did it.
Yes. Ben Perfect did it so he could slap his gum.
With his towel?
Yeah. You don't remember
that?
He
did it with his hand.
Look it up. Look it up.
Whatever. Fucking Ultimate Warrior died.
Come on, bitch. Use Google.
We're supposed to talk about Ultimate Warrior.
He's dead.
He is dead.
He is dead. And it's actually really sad that he's dead. Because
said he had a lot of wife is now single.
Apparently,
she got two kids, dude.
Apparently, WWF sent a shitload of people down to them to, like,
piss them?
Take care of them. Because apparently he did everything for them.
Like this.
Right.
I'll do that to her.
Okay. Well, good. I just wanted to point something out. Like, it's a...
Bob Macklin?
Yeah, exactly.
Bob Macklin.
Burt Macklin?
Burt Macklin, FBI. Just think about it for a second. Take pro wrestling out of it. Okay. Think about the story involved.
So think about the big dumb idiot
happened.
That was
no,
Ultimate
no, no.
Warrior.
Just as a generic concept.
Oh. All
right. So you've lived your life. You won't compromise in your beliefs. You're doing everything exactly the way that you see fit, whether it's right or wrong. You're doing it. You piss a lot of people off. You lose a lot of friends. You lose a lot of opportunities.
You don't lose friends because they weren't friends to begin with. You do
okay.
not gain friends.
You lose acquaintances, and you don't gain friends.
Thanks,
right.
Obama.
You get money.
Thanks, Ultimate
like
Obama.
You know, getting paid isn't a problem. But you're left with your family. And having a family is fantastic. Like, I'm sure that's great.
Yeah, bullshit.
But you have to have...
And two kids.
More than that. You don't even have respect. You don't have respect of your former co-workers or former boss or anybody.
Hacksaw loved him.
Yeah, he did. Hacksaw loved everybody.
Bobby the Brain hated him.
I think he was brain damaged.
Bobby the Brain has brain
Million
damage.
Dollar Man hated that guy.
He sure
Million
did.
Dollar Man hated And listen, if Bobby the Brain and Million Dollar Man hate somebody, that's all I need. Like, I'm done.
Well, Million Dollar Man had a slave, so...
Yeah, and?
That ain't right.
No,
since
it's not.
When?
Since America.
He wasn't a slave because he was paying him.
He's not paying Virgil.
Yes, he was. He was the million dollar man.
In white woman?
In fucking $100 bills.
Bullshit.
And million dollar dreams.
That's bullshit. Did Virgil ever have a career after that?
No. Yeah.
No.
He was in the NWO.
Yeah, and so was Scott Flash Norton.
So?
And
that's
Brian
a career.
Adams and Mike Rotunda.
Sweet name.
Scott Norton.
And Hugh Morris.
Was he?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, Hugh Morris.
I thought he was.
How big was NWO?
Oh, it was
at
like...
At one point, it was like 18 guys.
I thought it was like 90% of WCW
NWO. It was way bigger. I felt like they would show...
Other than the Lucha Libres, like, the Luchadors never joined... Like, they didn't give a shit.
Right.
And then it was like NWO...
Psychosis?
Wolfpack
never gave in?
No.
And Sting. And Goldberg.
Psychosis number 9.
And DDP. It was like Sting, Goldberg, DDP, and Jericho were WCW. Then there was everyone else in in NWO or the Wolfpack.
Did Dean Malenko ever give in?
No, he just sucked.
Oh, thank God. He's my number 10.
The man of 1,000 holds. Unlike Chris Jericho, the man of 1,001 holds. Or 1,004.
Arm bar.
Whatever the hell he was.
Leg drop.
Something sent on leg drop.
Okay, Gert.
Drop
did we want to play? Because I haven't heard it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have not
go ahead
heard.
And play, and we'll turn the mics off.
The Ultimate Warrior. Oh, wait. This is the Hall of Fame. I didn't want the Hall of Fame speech.
No, it's not the Hall of Fame. It's.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think it says 2014 Hall of Fame inductee. But it's
not. Okay. Because I want the thing from Raw where they
basically
said that he gave his own eulogy.
Yeah, it's the thing from Raw.
Which is weird. I haven't heard it, so I'm going to play it, and if it gets a little too long, we'll just bullshit talk over it.
Can you play a funny noise?
Speak to me, warrior! As I thought about what I was going to say this evening, It's been hard for me to find the words. That's...
Oh! Oh, this is going to be great. There you go. There's the warrior.
He put a warrior mask on.
You shut up, warrior, and let me do the talking. No WWE talent becomes a legend on their own. Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them bleed deeper in something than larger than life, then his essence, his spirit, will be immortalized by the storytellers, by the loyalty, by the memory of those who honor him and make the running the man did live forever. You are the legend makers of Ultimate Warrior.
He's talking to me, Dave.
In the back, I see many potential legends, some of them with warrior spirits, and you will do the same for them. You will decide if they lived with a passion and intensity, so much so that you will tell your stories and you will make them legends as well. I am Ultimate Warrior. You are the Ultimate Warrior fans. And the spirit of Ultimate Warrior will run forever!
Alright, Dave, right here, he starts grabbing the ropes, but he's so out of breath that he can't, like, lift them up and down. So it's just like, I give up.
Yeah. So... I'm not going to say what I was going to say. That's mean. But.
Warrior's dead boats.
To every. Wait. Now, Gerg, did you say you had something to say?
I already started saying it.
Okay.
Just think about if you lived your life totally sticking to your guns the whole time. And it ruins business relationships. It ruins friendships. It ruins all of that. And you just keep going. You believe in your. You stick to your guns enough that you're just going to keep doing things the way you want. Did you just break it? Or what?
Oh, it's spilling. The beer just prematurely came in Coach's hand.
So, you're doing everything the way you want, only the way you want. One day, one of your old bosses just goes out and just starts telling everybody you're a piece of shit.
Puts DVD out
yeah,
with all the
DVD
people that
out,
hate him.
Just okay.
Slamming the shit
yeah,
out of you.
Yeah, that's great, but were they really coerced into doing that,
some
or is
were.
That how they
some,
actually
some
felt?
Of them were, some of them weren't.
I don't think Bobby the Brain was.
Bobby the Brain was definitely not.
Ric Flair?
Flair was not. Hogan was not. Everybody else
so who was.
Christian, Jericho, Ed.
Well, they never fucking worked with the guy.
The
who cares?
Point. Why do you have him on there to talk about... His like
everyone who worked with him was like this guy was a piece of shit and he was awful
they're,
at wrestling.
They're not like that.
He couldn't do anything well except run around and put face paint on.
Anyways, just think about you know all that happens. You lose almost everything. You've got your family.
Boo.
You got nothing. And then you're given the opportunity over a 3-day period to just fix all of it. People you didn't get along with, people you fought with, hatchet's buried. You're back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I lost my train of thought. Whatever. I just think it's amazing that he's lucky enough that with the life he led and with the way he apparently rubbed people the wrong way and the way they shit on him back, for him to be able to have the kind of opportunity over 3 days to just pull everything back in line, fix, you know, the burned bridges and all that. Like, there's a picture of Warrior and Vince McMahon. And they both are just like, I've never seen Vince McMahon like that. And I saw that music video he did where he's dancing with all the dancing girls on some TV show, and that's fucked up. But Vince is just fucking happy. You know, this is more of a tragedy because, as you heard in that last speech, I mean, that's him giving his own eulogy.
Yeah, it is kind
of
weird.
I mean, it's him kind
it's
of...
It's almost like
you,
he knew he was going to die.
Right. And
he might have.
Well, and that's the thing. If you look at the reports, like, everybody's talking about, like, I don't know, dude, he looked in really rough shape the whole time. Go ahead, John. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. It's no big deal. He just... Like, if you actually watch the video, as soon as he gets into the ring, he's out of breath.
Yeah.
Like, there's something wrong with him. Like, that's not a normal thing.
He might have been having a heart attack.
He very well could have been. If, like, you know, we watched a little bit
of
the...
He also seems like the kind of guy who wouldn't say anything.
Oh, no, he'd just keep going. But, like, you know, we even watched a bit of his Hall of Fame speech. And, I mean, you can tell there. Like, he says... Three words, he's out of breath, he's sweating profusely, his face is changing colors.
Which is a sign of a heart attack.
Right.
Yeah. Actually,
it's just
I've got
sad.
A clip from his Hall of Fame speech right here.
As simple as you make, as hey, wait a minute.
That homosexuality? Don't have an orgasm on me, honey. Down off my politically correct horse. that queers are as legitimate as heterosexuals?
How are they not?
That the anarchists, because queering doesn't make...
That was not a clip. That was not a clip from his Hall of Fame speech. That was not. The bizarre clip was, but the... Yeah, Bizarre actually inducted him.
Was he wearing a shower cap?
He was, actually.
He wore a diaper on his head.
No, I think he was wearing a diaper and a shower cap.
Mine better.
Anyways. I think it's impressive.
So let's not pretend like the Ultimate Warrior was some
great
guy.
He wasn't. And it's, you know...
Queering doesn't make the world work.
It's like I said. Take 5 minutes and Google... And you can find shitty things at almost any public.
Right, but you can't find stuff as fucked up as that.
Oh, he said a lot of
yell,
fucking crazy.
Queering doesn't make the world work at a room full of college students.
Here's the only response I can make for that. And it's, I guess it's kind of a defense, but it's kind of not.
Is it that queering doesn't make the world
work?
Well,
that's part of it.
He was a baby boomer?
No, the problem is, when he was saying a lot of that stuff, that was... Still, like, that speech was, what, 2004?
I don't fucking know.
It was a long time ago.
Steroids?
And around then was a lot of the stuff
where
he was...
It's not like it's fucking Underground Railroad times.
This
thing.
Around then is when he was talking shit about a lot of people in the business. He was talking... Like, he was trying to make a name for himself.
Psycho Sid.
Why did he talk about Psycho Sid?
No, because he was always going after Hogan. He's like the Iron Sheik, but not funny.
Did he ever attack La Parca?
No, because why would anybody attack La Parca? He'd destroy them. La Parca would
steal chair
and his dance moves. No, when that statement that was just played was made, he had a very different, seemingly a very different outlook, and he was a lot more belligerent. And you know, he was like, I will never, ever work with Vince McMahon again.
Or queers.
So he
I
was
guess.
Just crass, stubborn, hard headed.
It's not Vincent K. McMahon, it's Vincent Gay McMahon, and that's part of the problem.
Wow.
But it just, I'm getting away from my point. My point is simply, you've lived a controversial and tumultuous life. And somehow magically, right before you die, you're able to fix a lot of it, if not all of it. That's something that we should all hope for the opportunity for at some point.
Is this a Meet Joe Black scenario?
I have never seen Meet Joe Black, so I
have.
Well,
is it, Ben? I don't know.
Well, I mean, the main guy, basically, where he figures out that he's just a complete prick to everyone, and then he goes about his way just trying to fix everything.
Then, yeah, that's what I would say. That's what I would say. I would say that was him getting his opportunity to make peace with everything, to fix all the fucked up relationships he had. And again, you know, the reports coming out said that, you know, he got there on Saturday and he looked fucking horrible on Saturday. So it could very well be that he knew. That's why he got his shit together. That's why he got his house in order. And then, you know, Tuesday, he's walking out of a hotel to get in his truck and, you know, kind of keels over.
Was it another Tuesday in Texas scenario?
Yes.
Did the Undertaker come out?
No, it was more like Macho Man. He was tied in the ropes and somebody just put snakes on him.
God damn it.
But it wasn't Macho Man.
Was it Jake
the
Snake?
Yeah.
Can we rule Papa Shango out as a possible suspect in the Ultimate Warrior's death?
We can't.
He hasn't been seen since the Godfather showed up, so.
I would still want to look into it. Look up Kama Mustafa. That's an alias.
Do you remember when Warrior fought Shango? That was not good. Warrior was throwing up everywhere.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He might have put some kind of, like, was 20 it? Year later
oh,
heart attack
no.
curse on him.
Is that what happened?
I sure hope so.
Mom's
you
spaghetti.
Loved Warrior. You should hope not.
Doink?
Just
is Doink in the
defend him constantly.
Number 11. Doink.
Is Doink dead? Ooh. Doink's dead, right? Yeah, he died.
Yes.
How'd he die?
He was a midget.
No,
fucking.
No, he wasn't.
Joy buzzer to the
okay.
nuts.
Doink was regular height.
That was Dink, you asshole.
Wow.
You're racist.
You're insensitive.
I know.
You're sleepy.
I am.
Sleepy bear.
It's all right. We can do this. I'm good. Let's go.
All right. Wrestling.
So, anyways, yeah. So, I just.
So the Ultimate Warrior died. He might have been an asshole, but we're still kind of sad about it.
I'm sure he was an asshole. But it's just, again,
he
it's
was
one
arguably
of those things
top
where,
10 all time.
Yeah. But again, it's one of those things where, you know, he had two small kids that were apparently his life. Like, you know, he drove them to school every day so they didn't have to ride the bus or, you know, whatever. He only cared about his family. And after having a weekend where he's on top, now he's
gone
under.
Under.
Yeah.
Is it coincidence? Ultimate Warrior dies and Undertaker loses in the same week.
It's Tuesday in Texas, dog.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
Paul Bearer, not dead.
No, he is dead.
Oh. Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer was inducted into the Hall of Fame as well.
2014, Paul
Shouldn't
Bearer.
Have been.
Sure, he should.
I think the WWF needs to,
It's not the WWF.
Shut up.
It's the WWF. The World Wildlife Foundation needs nothing to do with wrestling.
World Wrestling Entertainment Foundation.
No, that's not how that
Hart
works.
Foundation.
No. Owen Hart fell from rafters.
They need to look into who they're picking for their
They need some stricter guidelines.
Yes.
Okay? You know, like, Lita should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Warrior's a Hall of Famer. That guy
Coco
that was,
Beware should not be in the Hall of
who's
Fame.
Who's the guy that went before him, Gerd? Because that guy's not a Hall of Famer.
Test?
The Mexican.
Oh, Carlos Colon.
Eddie Guerrero?
No, it was Carlos
Colon. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Who was in the Royal Rumble that we did the commentary for, I think.
What?
If I'm not mistaken.
As whom?
Oh, no, we did 92. He's in 93.
He did nothing, though, in the WWF.
Yeah, he didn't.
So why is he in their Hall of Fame? I don't
because
get it.
Because they have no standards. The fucking Brooklyn Brawler's probably in their Hall of Fame.
I don't think he is.
If he's not, he's going to
no,
be.
He's not in there, and I'm really happy that they're not. Michael P.S. Hayes.
Is Ultimo Dragon
Fuck
in
Michael
it?
P.S. Hayes. No.
What about...
No.
What about Diesel?
No. Next year.
Oh.
No. Diesel was last year.
Oh. What about... what about Crush?
No, he's
crushing the
boss man.
No,
thank God.
He should be.
This is strong.
You know who fucking Andre the Giant came out and got Boss Man over in WrestleMania 7. I watched WrestleMania 7 the other day.
Oh, was that the thing with Ming?
I don't know.
Or Haku or whatever, he tries to
some
kick somebody.
Some shit like that. And I don't Andre know. Bobby Heenan was out there. And
yeah.
Andre was stumbling around the ring trying to catch him.
Because he couldn't walk.
Yeah, it was sad.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's strong.
We're going to move on from Vader time now. We're doing the show in reverse.
I miss the Ultimate Warrior. He's a good guy.
Bye, Ultimate Warrior.
Rip Paul Bearer.
Some people might have said you were the ultimate asshole.
Dave.
I'm not one of those people.
Dave's one of those people.
I'm just saying, I'm speaking for Bobby John the Brain Heenan because he can't speak for himself.
Which makes me sad.
Yeah.
No, I don't really care about anyone.
You don't talk bad about Bobby the Brain Heenan.
You don't talk bad about La Parca.
I never did.
Well, shut your fucking mouth before a steel chair comes out of nowhere.
So, it's April-ish. Mid-April.
It's April-ish.
I was going to say the date, but I didn't remember what date it was.
It's currently April 13th.
Yeah. And in like 2 weeks, Dave and Coach make their triumphant
and
return.
Gurgle Bear.
Well, I was going to
die.
It was the fucking surprise.
Fuck off.
Dave. We're making our return. Gerg's making his first appearance
this time.
No bed and breakfast this time.
That means no cookies and awesome breakfast the next day.
Right, and no fucking fart filled roof.
I mean, that
would have went up in flames if a match was struck.
That's still gonna happen.
Well, yeah. But we are going to Beer Fest
69.
Dark Lord Day,
yes!
2014. So hopefully we'll have some good stories for you there.
Can we watch Running Man there?
No.
We just cracked open my only bottle of Dark Lord from last year. So it's about a year old.
Don't they charge $50 per bottle?
$15.
No.
Oh, the ones that are
barrel aged variations.
Right.
So what do people think? I heard it was like way too sweet.
It's almost a barley wine for me, and
I'm really not into
that.
But it's not as sweet as the one that I had back in, like, December.
Oh, Jesus!
What?
It's like drinking fucking sugar beer.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like barley wine.
What the hell?
Next time, 2 years.
This is what people fucking want to go so bad for?
People wait a long time to drink it.
I mean, I only cared... I mean, I didn't care.
You don't have to buy any bottles.
Now I care because it's fucking fun and people give you free, awesome beers all day.
Woo!
Yeah.
And we're gonna be prepared this time. We're gonna have waters, food,
maybe sandwiches,
pornography,
sandwiches,
cookies,
skunks,
cookies.
Who doesn't respect cookies?
Gotta respect the condom.
Sammy, jump in front of a fucking truck.
I'll put a fucking condom on your fucking tombstone.
Yeah, it should be a good time. It should be fun. Maybe, hopefully, we're not as drunk trying to order food after the event this year.
Where I couldn't comprehend a pizza menu.
Hey, Dave.
I look forward to that great.
Handed my phone to someone. I was like, here, you know how pizza works? Order it for me.
What do you want on your pizza?
And then they pepperoni!
Yeah.
And then they got pepperoni.
Oh, we got bacon on it, too.
I don't know.
Then we only ate, like, three slices.
I know!
So much cheese!
But we were supposed to have other people there eating it with us, and they all went to bed because we had to wait, like, 2 hours for it to show up.
That was a shit show.
Hey, Dave.
We were sitting lonely in the lobby eating a deep dish pizza. Like, two cool dudes.
Why didn't we take it with us? That was, like, a $30 pizza.
Because you were really drunk.
We left it in the fucking fridge that was like half open all night because the pizza box was too big. So we figured we would leave it for the maid. They would have a great day.
We should have just eaten it.
Probably. No, but we were so fucking hungover, we didn't want to eat.
We probably should have eaten it.
And then I ate oatmeal.
What did I have? I had like a parfait.
Yeah.
That was a bad choice still. Everything that day was a bad choice.
No, it was great choices all around.
Then we went to Bell's Cafe.
And that was, yeah, we went on a tour of Bell's, which was just like two rooms of some dude talking for half an hour.
Come look at our three barrels of things.
And I was standing there just staring at him going, God damn it, this guy needs to shut the fuck up so I can go sit down. And then Coach is knocking over shit.
Yeah, I did. I did knock over.
Like, you're not supposed to be over there.
A plastic chain. Oh,
sorry.
God, I'm so sorry. I was just leaning on it, and everyone's like, "Silly guy." I'm like,
"We're like, go fuck yourselves." We're hungover as shit.
What do you want from me? I can't give you. I can give you 10%. Please, sir, just accept it. So yeah, it should be a good time.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll have some new fun stories. From this year's event.
No rape this year.
Knock on wood. As opposed to last year when there was lots of rape. I mean, I'm confused.
Listen, I remember things very differently. I woke up, you were on top of me in the room, at the bed and breakfast, you were dipping cookies in my butt, and I was like, hey, what are you doing? You're like, just
cookies. What are you doing?
Baby girl, I had them bake these special just for this beehole.
They're penis shaped.
They were pretty small. Just like Dave.
Oh.
Womp womp.
Yep. So cool. Beer festival. Should be a good time. I'm sure we'll run into some drunk people.
Huh?
Have you come up with any names and or backstories?
I'm gonna call myself Brad again. I'm gonna call myself Frank again. I'm gonna call myself, possibly Andrew W. Dave.
David Lee Dave?
I mean, I did announce my name to a group of people as Dave last year at one point. Only to tell them that I would not remember any of their names and I didn't care.
This is when I was busy being mayor of the line.
Yeah, I was deputy mayor, like Michael J. Fox in the show Spin City.
And I was just as incoherent and retarded. Can I say retarded?
Yeah.
Just as bad a mayor as the regular mayor in Spin City. But I got things done.
And I was as bad as Charlie Sheen when he took over.
I had a high approval rating. I got...
You did. You got cigarettes and beer.
I did. And
a garbage bag.
Yep. Shouldn't have gotten a garbage bag. Should have just kept kicking that trash can along with us.
I took kickbacks and traded my spot in line for some cookies.
Entirely unworth it.
Because you didn't get like 3 of the cookies like I did.
I didn't get a single cookie, Dave.
Well?
I was busy running the show.
You were busy fucking jerking off.
I did not get to do that once on this trip.
Because you didn't need to.
Wink.
You can't see it, but I'm shaking my head.
Your eyes are closed, and it looks like you're having a seizure.
I got what Dave was saying.
This thing.
So, I thought perhaps we could briefly talk about road trip songs, if that's anyone would be interested in. If not, we can move on.
I'm
going to
go
because
with...
the three of us are going to be driving out there on Friday night, and... It's like 5.5 hours, so we're going to need some rad tunes.
Lock, Step, and Gone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Rancid.
Coach,
go.
Coach needs to evacuate his bowels, apparently.
It was good seeing all of you.
Coach is leaving. You get to hear Coach sign off.
Show sponsor.
Coach doesn't poop anywhere but Coach's toilet.
Yep.
That's for good reason.
The King's throne.
Say word.
Listen, it's a high-velocity thing. So, show brought to you by Coach and Sleepy Bear. So, and he's got a smile on his face. He wants me to touch that mustache.
Ew. With your balls.
I do that already. That's it. Good work.
Yeah, that's how you sign off, Coach, because it was great.
Goo Goo Dolls, also, songs, Goo Goo Dolls.
Iris.
Only song. On repeat. 5 hours. Let's do this.
Yeah.
I knew somebody was going to start singing Goo Goo Dolls any minute.
Coach and I had a moment like Tommy Boy last year when we were driving home, and... Goo Goo Dolls Iris came on, and we both just started belting it out as loud as we could.
Did you end up yelling bees at all?
No, we didn't end up yelling bees, because we didn't get pulled over. I had that in the back of my head. So if we get pulled over, we gotta just run out of here. Bees!
Save yourselves! So,
alright, you want songs? I got...
I mean, I guess the song thing probably could have used some more prep, because I could have had some of the songs queued up to play. So maybe we just skip over that.
Aw.
It's late.
Aw.
Gerg's sleepy.
I'm sorry.
Also loves dudes.
Not true.
Loves them.
Unfactual.
In his mouth.
Unfactual.
But we do need to talk about Marine Todd. I will not stand for not talking about Marine Todd because we promised two things for this show.
Yeah.
Marine Todd and DX vs. NWO. We're not talking DX vs. NWO because Ultimate Warrior died. He needs all the attention for himself. It's fucking gorilla pressing
jabroni
St. Peter or some shit. I don't know. Macho Man is giving elbow drops to somebody.
Oh, dude, so are they the Ultimate Maniacs in wherever they are?
No. They're adversaries.
What? They wouldn't fight each other?
No, Macho and Miss Elizabeth are together fucking...
Exactly.
Against Ultimate Warrior. He's like, oh, yeah, this perfectly guy's excellent. An asshole.
Yep.
Ooh, what about Mr. Perfect?
What about Mr.
Okay, of the wrestlers that have died,
who's the heaven heavyweight champion? Who's the heavenweight champion?
Wow.
Macho.
I would say Macho Probably Man, Macho. Too. Or...
Macho would take Warrior.
Dino Bravo.
Dino, the king of drug sales.
Dino Bravo was the champion for so long, and then fucking like Mr. Perfect died, and he's like, "Oh god damn it, I'm about to get perfect plexed." And then he got perfect plexed, and then Macho Man gave him fucking flying elbow drop.
Oh yeah!
And now they're all up there like, "Well, this fucking dickhead is running around like an asshole."
Hey,
shaking the cloud ropes.
That's where you get the strength, Dave.
Apparently True. So. That's what I learned watching WrestleMania 7. I never knew that the Ultimate Warrior's strength emerged from the ropes to him, but that's what Gorilla Monsoon informed me of.
Oh, man. Hey, but Dino Bravo is so sad now that all these people are dead.
I know.
He's like, oh,
Dino
damn.
Bravo's God dead. Damn Dino it. Bravo's been dead for like 15 years.
That's what I we're know. Saying. He's years. Sad because he
oh,
was...
Oh, in heaven he's sad. Okay.
He was the heavenweight champion.
Then yeah, all these you're other probably good right. wrestlers got up there and they were like,
yeah.
Hey, get the fuck out of here. You're like, a jobber.
Fuck you, Dino Bravo.
I don't know who you are.
He said, God damn it, I can't wait till the Brooklyn Brawler dies.
I'm gonna fuck him
and
up.
And Brooklyn Brawler's like, fuck, I never took steroids. I'm good. Whatever, I just worked out moderately and led a somewhat healthy lifestyle.
And like,
you're gonna be waiting a long time, Dino Bravo. Suck my dick.
And I just, like, tore random shirts so it looked like I was...
Is Rick Martel dead?
No, he's a real estate agent in Miami.
He probably should be.
He's the model.
He's a dick.
Best theme music ever.
No.
I don't get how Jake didn't die after all the drugs that man did. And he, like, looks good now.
Jake's like Snake. Keith Richards, man. It just, it doesn't
he's
kill
indestructible.
Him.
He's like, forget what I was going to say. I was probably going to say, I probably had Keith Richards in my head, and then you already said it. So my brain was like, no, you have a different example. I don't have a different example.
Well,
so,
shit.
That's fun. So, speaking of Dino Bravo, we've got Marine Todd. What? Gerg has to go piss.
You're welcome.
I'm just gonna pause right quick. Okay. And Gerg's back.
Hi.
From pissing.
Hello.
So, we're talking Marine Todd.
Goddamn fucking Marine Todd.
I'm gonna read you the
Marine
legend.
Marine Todd is like the litmus test for whether or not you should just delete somebody off of social network. Or, they're like, yeah, it's true, I read about it, it's Marine Tom.
No, seriously, I know the guy.
Seriously, he's like a cousin of a friend.
My friend was in this class with this guy, Todd.
It's true.
It's Marine.
What? Oh, because the lamestream media didn't post it, it's not real? No, it's not real because it's fucking retarded.
Lamestream media. I agree with that sentiment wholeheartedly. So, here is... Here's the legend of Marine Todd, if anyone is unfamiliar. John.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I didn't see the next one down. Anyway.
Now, there's slight variations of this story, no matter where you look. Yeah. It's a thing that goes around on social media or email or whatever. It's a chain thing, like, hey, America, yay, Marines, or something, I don't know. But the story goes a little something like this, which dumb rednecks will believe is true. America! A Marine was taking college classes between his deployments to Afghanistan. Now, I heard this was after his deployments over into the Middle
That's
East.
That's the one
but
I've
whatever.
Heard as well.
One of his courses had a professor that was an atheist and a member of the ACLU. One day, the professor shocked everyone by walking into class, looking up and stating, God, if you are real, I want you to come down and knock me off this platform. I will give you 15 minutes. Several minutes ticked by in silence. When the 15-minute time almost expired, the Marine gets up from his seat, approaches the professor, and punched him in the face, knocking him off the platform out cold. The Marine, apparently whose name is Todd, simply went back to his seat. The professor came to, visibly shaken, and asked the Marine, what the heck did you do that for? The Marine said, God was busy protecting America's military, who are out protecting your right to say stupid shit like that, so he sent me to fill in. And America wins.
Oh, snap. Dave, that didn't happen.
No, it did happen. I know a guy who knows a guy that was in that class.
Dude, you did?
Yeah.
Was it the CKT?
No. So, what's funny is that this chain email has been going around, and what has happened is it turned into an internet kind of phenomenon where people took it upon themselves and wrote some new Marine Todd stories.
If you can call them that, yeah.
Let's see. Which one's best, do you think, here, Gerg?
I would say not that one, not the next one up from there. That. Why you don't provoke a Marine.
Why you don't provoke a Marine. Marine Todd received a Medal of Honor in Operation Just Cause.
Not real.
He took a job in New York City doing investment banking.
Not real.
One day, Todd was walking down Main Street with his three-piece suit, and a lib stopped him. Aren't you Marine Todd, said the lib,
Impossible,
who was taking classes about how God is a woman at Columbia University? Yes, said Todd, with his chestnut baritone voice.
Chestnut voice.
Wow, I think the Marines are bad, and the knockout game is good, said the lib.
What the fucking fuck?
Ted said, I love to play the knockout game, and produced a .45 Smith & Wesson with APC rounds, and emptied his entire magazine into the lib's chest cavities. As his lungs were collapsing, he said, except only when I win. I don't know who said... Was it Marine Todd who said that? This story is unreliable.
I don't know. I think Marine Todd said it, but I don't know.
I love Marine Todd because...
It shows how stupid our fucking country is?
Yes, because people believe that this is true. It's kind of like that movie that just came out with Kevin Sorbo, where it's like Hercules... challenge some college kid to prove that God exists or something. I don't know. And then he does.
Sorcerer.
And then they all make out. Yeah. I don't know what happens at the end. I didn't see it.
But spoiler alert, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
It's just like, I can't believe you actually proved it. We should probably mouth kiss.
Wow.
And the kid's like, I don't know, Hercules. Do you think we should? Because my hypothesis doesn't allow for man-gods such as yourself.
Boom!
And Hercules is like, I don't know, we probably should, just to be safe. I don't know what will happen if we don't. Probably the terrorists win.
Yup.
No, was this Hercules Hernandez?
No, it was Hercules
oh, okay.
from the documentary television series that was on in the 90s.
Alright, just checking.
Starring Kevin Sorbo Hercules. And his long flowing locks.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I suppose my co-hosts are both falling asleep right now.
I'm wide awake.
Bullshit, right, you are.
Keep going.
No, fuck this. I'm ending it. I'm tired of talking to myself.
Well,
fucking jerking off
Marine
over here.
Todd.
Dave, see us.
Next show, I expect both of you to have your own Marine Todd stories written.
That's a fair assignment.
Marine Todd walked into the teacher. He was a fucking dick. He said, America sucks. Marine Todd said, fuck you. Kicked him in the ball sack. Game over.
Marine Todd had to take a science class in college, and the lib gay professor said, if God is real, why can't we suck our own dicks? Well, Marine Todd said, watch this, and sucked his own dick right in class, came in his mouth, and spat to come out through the brain of the commie lib. Don't fuck with the Marines.
Well, I reckon that's about it.
I'm going to have to post this article on our Facebook page, facebook.com/JaveandGurg, because it's got like 25 Marine Todd stories, and they're all awesome.
Fantastic.
Wow.
I'm trying to find another quick one that's good. Because a lot of them are actually kind of long.
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
Oh, poopy.
A Marine was forced by Obama to take a women's study class for his liberal college. The collage-educated professor steps upon the stage.
I hear ya.
And says, if God doesn't want taxes, he'll make every gun disappear right now. Otherwise, he doesn't exist. The Marine stands up and pulls out his dual M4 carbines and
Boom.
Shoots the professor in the head. God was busy killing an abortion doctor to save a beautiful baby, so he sent me here to kill you. And then he started sucking the professor's dead dick while the rest of the class chanted USA, USA.
Why not? What else would they?
When did this start?
I don't know, but it's awesome. I love Marine Todd. A Marine was caught kissing the American flag by his atheist libtard professor. Don't do that, said the professor, who was also gay and voted for socialism. The Marine pulled out his rifle that was hid behind him and pointed at the professor's face and said, kiss the flag too. And the professor did. And then the Marine said, now believe in God. And the professor got down on his hands and knees and started to pray and accepted Jesus as his Lord before the Marine hit him so hard with the rifle it made him straight. He then ran to the nearest Marine recruit station to sign up. Let this be a lesson to libs and commies everywhere. Don't fuck with a patriot.
I have no response for that.
I love Marine Todd.
You know he's basically Sergeant Slaughter.
He's Sergeant Slaughter when he wasn't supporting Iraq.
Yeah, yeah.
Alright, I'll stop reading Marine Todd stories, even though I want to just read them forever. So thanks for listening, everybody.
I love you.
A real fucking shit show.
I love you.
I love fun. Hey, Dave.
Huh?
Could you play the normal ending song?
Nope. I am playing the normal ending song.
So
this is what I hate you, Dave. Thanks for
listening, everybody. No one knows what Dave and Gerg.
I hate you.
Facebook.com/DaveandGerg.
Hate you,
Dave. We're on Twitter. Find us.
Hate you, Dave.
Bye.
This is not Exilude. The fuck.
He speaks of senseless things. His script is you and me.
Aggressively. We all defend the role we play. Regrettably. Time's come to send you on your way. Seen it all. Bonfires, trucks, flash floods, pain. Doesn't really matter, don't you worry, it'll all work out. Doesn't really matter, don't you worry, that's what it's all about. We hope you enjoyed your stay. It's good to have Dave and Gerg with us, even if it's only for this Sunday. We hope you enjoyed your stay. Outside, Dave and Gerg are shining, cause they're kick-ass as hell. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for Sunday. You like it? Don't steal it.